Turn Me On With Your Electric Feel. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Kit Fisto, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Also tagged for Alien Biology, PWP, Fluff and Smut, Water Sex, and Alternate Universe, Everyone Lives / Nobody Dies.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass and your trouble. I'm all about that bass and your trouble. I'm all about that bass and your trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys are chasing, all the right junk in all the right places. I see those magazines working on Photoshop. You know that stuff ain't real. Come on and make it stop. If you got beauty, then raise them up, 'cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. My mama, she tell me, don't worry about your size. She said, boys, I got it tomorrow.
The sight of Obi-Wan sprawled out in the warm, shallow pool, eyes closed as he drowses, is too much for any sentient to resist, and Kit certainly isn't about to try. His step down into the water is silent, and the surface barely ripples as he wades closer, stepping up onto the low ledge of smooth stone that Obi-Wan is resting on. The whole world is quiet, still. If there's anyone for kilometers, Kit can't sense them. And he and Obi-Wan and the sound of the ocean beyond the trees feels like an entire universe right now, all their own. Obi-Wan looks peaceful, too. Some of the lines finally faded from his face, beard neatly trimmed and hair gone dark red with water. It makes Kit smile, and he takes in how Obi-Wan is laid out, one arm tucked behind his head, the curve of the ledge cradling his body, and then pulls himself up and sinks down right on top of his hips. There's no instant reaction, no surge of alertness. Obi-Wan hums, then opens his eyes slowly, one hand coming up to stroke the skin of Kit's hip. He smiles lazily and says, low and rough with sleep, "Well, hello. Hello," Kit repeats, amused, and leans down to kiss him lightly. Obi-Wan tilts his head into it, hand sliding up Kit's back to tangle in his tresses, and Kit can taste his want as it curls through the air. It makes his own body stir with interest, makes his breath catch as Obi-Wan's cock twitches and stirs. I could get used to being woken like this, Obi-Wan murmurs, as Kit lifts his head and casts a look down at Kit's body. A deliberate sweep of his eyes that's full of appreciation. Kit laughs, shifting in his lap to get a hand on Obi-Wan's hardening shaft. I'll make a note, he teases. Drawing this at the temple is certainly possible. Something to look forward to, Obi-Wan says, blasé, like Kit can't feel the aborted thrust of his hips as Kit strokes him. His eyes flutter shut as he tips his head back, dropping his other arm to grip Kit's waist, and asks, "You aren't sore?" With a chuckle, Kit leans forward, getting a hand on the stone beside his head and letting Obi-Wan's cock slide between his legs. His own cock is still soft, tucked inside its slit, but Nautilans have a much longer refractory period than humans. Kit's always had a fondness for humans, though, has figured out ways around that, and he's found sex is almost more enjoyable when he isn't chasing his own orgasm. It still feels lovely, warm, and good, and watching Obi-Wan's pleasure is one of the best parts of sex regardless. Not at all, he says, kissing Obi-Wan again, laughing at the scratch of his beard. Obi-Wan's cock prods at his slit, and Kit shifts carefully, adjusting himself as he tucks his legs up alongside Obi-Wan's hips. The first press isn't quite at the right angle, and he hisses, feeling Obi-Wan's hands tighten on his hips. I'm fine, he says, before Obi-Wan can even open his mouth, and rises up a little more. You're incredibly fine, Obi-Wan says admiringly, startling a laugh out of Kit. And a moment later, long, clever fingers tuck themselves between his legs, teasing his slit. Kit catches himself on the wall of the pool, a moan rippling from his throat as Obi-Wan gently, carefully slides a finger into him. He shivers, holding still as Obi-Wan explores, and the look on Obi-Wan's face is almost enough to undo him all by itself. Blue eyes gone dark and mouth gone soft, attention fully fixed on Kit. His eyes flicker down to where his finger is gently stroking along Kit's soft cock and sensitive walls, then rise, and he reaches up, cupping Kit's cheek. Kit leans into the touch, closing his eyes and smiles as he slowly rolls his hips. Criff, Obi-Wan says, and he sounds almost winded. He'll be the death of me. Obi-Wan snorts. If a whole war wasn't enough to be your death, my friend, I hardly think sex with me will be enough, he teases. Speak for yourself. You're not the one getting you to make that expression, Obi-Wan retorts. And besides, I rather think surviving Anakin was more impressive than surviving the war. Kit laughs, then shifts forward, lifting himself off Obi-Wan's finger. He's slicker now, his body's natural lubrication rising even if he's not hard. And this time, when he guides Obi-Wan to him, the head of Obi-Wan's cock slips right in. It's a strange sensation, something too thick and too hot pressing him open in one long thrust. And Kit groans, head falling back as he eases himself down. The drag of Obi-Wan's cock against his own soft shaft washes lightning up his spine, and he's breathing hard by the time he finally settles flush against Obi-Wan's hips, a trembling in his muscles that's more overstimulation than overuse. Shh, Obi-Wan eases, and his hands are gentle as he strokes over Kit's ribs. Breathe, Kit. Kit wants to laugh, but he can't get the air, and he curls forward over Obi-Wan's chest, letting Obi-Wan slip fingers into his tresses and pull him the rest of the way down. It's a tight fit, having Obi-Wan inside of him, and his slit isn't meant for this, but it feels good. There's no wild thrusting the way he's seen between other species. The most he can do is rock his hips, riding that impossible heat. But if Obi-Wan minds being locked in his body until he comes, Kit can't see any sign of it. Obi-Wan cries out, clutching Kit to him, and thrusts up, rocking Kit desperately. And Kit kisses him, open-mouthed and messy. Criff, Obi-Wan repeats, breathless, and bounces Kit on his hips in short little motions that make Kit's vision swim. You're so tight. Kit can't even get the breath to answer, and one leg slips off the ledge, shifting the angle. It makes him gasp, head falling onto Obi-Wan's chest as every muscle clamps down, and Obi-Wan curses and rolls them. Kit hits the stone on his back, water lapping around him, and wraps his legs around Obi-Wan's waist with a desperate sound, pulling him in. Obi-Wan covers him, mouth on Kit's throat, and Kit throws back his head with a cry, the line of heat inside him that is Obi-Wan's cock getting harder. They're just grinding together, barely able to move apart, but Obi-Wan's breaths are getting faster, his motions less coordinated. He grips Kit's tentacles, and his desire burns, overwhelming and sweet on Kit's tongue. Obi-Wan, he gets out, and Obi-Wan kisses his name off Kit's lips, shoves forward like he's going to drive himself in that 1 centimeter deeper, and comes with a choked and breathless cry. Kit shudders at the feeling, the uncontained swirl of Obi-Wan's pleasure washing over him until it feels like he came too, and presses his face into Obi-Wan's shoulder with a moan. After a long, long minute, there's a shift. Obi-Wan strokes his tresses with a clumsy hand, presses a kiss to his forehead, and pushes up. His cock is soft enough that it slides right out of Kit's slit, and Kit shivers, closing his eyes in the warm water. Gentle fingers trace his slit, and Obi-Wan kisses his mouth. Then murmurs, "You really are going to kill me, Kit." Kit chuckles, a lazy rumble of sound. "And why would I want to do that?" he asks, opening one eye to grin at Obi-Wan. "I like this too much to end it, I'm afraid." Obi-Wan laughs, kisses him again. "Then I suppose I must endure," he says, a lament, and presses Kit's legs apart. "Though I notice that you didn't scream for me this time." Kit groans, letting his head fall back. "Have mercy," he begs, even as he pushes Obi-Wan down, already knowing exactly how this is going to go and wanting nothing more. Obi-Wan ducks down between his thighs, and the slide of his tongue right across Kit's slit makes Kit cry out, clutching at the stone. "Never," he promises, and seals his mouth over sensitive flesh with a skill Kit's never found in another lover. He's going to keep Obi-Wan around forever, if this is the benefit. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!